We now present another episode in a radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Wilfred Bramble as Albert and Harry H. Corbett as Harold. This week, Full House.
Dad, are you in?
There you are.
Hello, son. I didn't hear you come in.
Didn't you?
No, you know, working away all day in here, you can't hear out there. And shall I help you unload the car?
I've done it.
Have you? I didn't hear you.
I shouted 6 times. I expect you was too busy.
Yeah, that's it. I was upstairs, I expect, scrubbing the landing. There's a lot to do in this house. It's all go.
You've been hard at it, then?
Oh, yeah. All day long. Never stops. From the moment you went out this morning, I haven't been off my feet all day.
We're telling lies again, aren't we?
Eh?
You jumped up when you heard me come in, you did.
What do you mean?
This chair is red hot. That cushion is... You've been kipping all day again.
No, I've been working.
Then how's this chair up, then? Come on, how's this chair up?
The cat's been sitting in it.
We ain't got a cat.
That one from next door. He always comes in here for a kip. It keeps me company. I get very lonely in here on my own all day. No one to talk to. Just the cat and me.
Oh, you poor old devil. All alone. Just you and the cat from next door. Which incidentally must be an enormous great thing. About your size, 5'2".
What are you talking about?
This chair's warm all the way up the back. I mean, if you know a cat that size, I mean, don't let's have him wasting his time laying around the house. Let's get him out in the cart in between the shafts. And give the horse a rest.
All right, so I had a kid. So what? Right, little Sherlock Holmes, ain't you? It's the one you ain't got your fingerprint powder out to see if I've been at your cocktail cabinet.
That's the point.
Well, I have. I had some brandy.
You rotten little thief.
Me heart. It started jumping again.
No.
I didn't feel well. I nearly fainted, actually. There's a blank 2 minutes I can't account for.
Yeah, and there's a blank 2 empty bottles as well. I don't suppose you can account for them either. Unless the cat had them.
Now, don't you keep persecuting me. You're always on at me, picking on me, accusing me, making me life a misery.
The facts speak for themselves. A warm chair and 2 empty brandy bottles. That adds up to one thing. You are a lazy, drunken old git.
Don't you call me that.
Get the drunken breath away from me into the kitchen. And don't breathe on a gas ring when you light it. You'll go up in flames. And hurry up, I ain't got much time. We have to get the tea down, isn't the dishes cleared away by 7 o'clock.
Why? What's the rush?
I have important guests coming.
Guests? You never told me nothing about no guests.
Well, I'm telling you now, aren't I?
Well, I think it's a bit of a liberty. You should ask me if I mind.
All right. Peter, have you any objections to my inviting a few friends round here tonight?
Yes, I have.
Well, hard luck, because they're coming.
Who are they? I'd like to know who's coming in my house. I don't want no undesirables in here. This is a respectable house. What's this?
It's cheese.
Cheese? Hey, I'll knock up a Welsh rarebit.
You're not having any. That's for me and my guests. We're having cheese and wine.
Well, what about me? I'm hungry. I've got nothing to eat.
Well, that's your fault, ain't it?
It's not my fault.
Oh, for God's sake, get off my back, Dad, please. Oh, here you are. Here's a packet of crisps. Now be quiet, I'm busy. I've got to get everything ready.
Oh, a man like me needs his nourishment. Not a bag of crisps. There's no salt in them either.
Oh, God.
I'm all skin and bone as it is. If the welfare officer ever found out about me, you'd be in dead trouble. They'd send the meals on wheels round here. That'd be a disgrace for you, wouldn't it? You'd be put in prison. I wouldn't be surprised. Can't even bother to feed his poor old dad properly. It won't hurt you. Bit of cheese. You got plenty there.
All right. You want a bit of cheese? Here you are. Have a bit of cheese. Here you are. Eat that. Go, get your mouth open.
Oh, my God. What's that? Get away.
It's camembert. Nice, runny camembert. Go on, eat it.
Get it away. It's bad.
It ain't bad. It's right.
Take it away. Rotten, smelly foreign cheese. Put it in the dustbin.
It's a perfectly good cheese. You wanted cheese. Now eat it.
Take it away. Wolf, get it out of my house.
Open your mouth. Go on, open your mouth. Open your mouth. You're the cheese lover. Open your mouth.
No.
Right, don't say I didn't offer it to you. A very choice piece of camembert. That's very nice.
I hope it poisoned you.
Oh, dear. Of course I wouldn't expect a coarse palate like yours to appreciate the delicacy of a prize camembert.
Delicacy? Ooh.
Yes. Perfect Mont. Oh, I think my guest is going to enjoy that. Now, what wine should I serve to complement it? Something full-bodied, I fancy, to bring out the full flavour of the cheese. I've got a 1961 Beaujolais Superior. Or a 1959 Macon Ordinaire. Oh, dear, it is a problem, isn't it? Now, look, you're a man of the world. I mean, you spent 4 years in France. What would you suggest to go with the cheese?
What about a 1939 gas mask?
How very, very droll. I said, do you mind if I laugh at that? I'll go and make the tea. And I'll give you a bit of cheddar and a cream cracker.
And an onion.
All right.
I won't be long.
Oh, I do hope he goes to bed early. Now, let's see. Oh, I forgot I had this. Chambolet Musigny. 1957. There's nearly half a bottle there. Oh, yes. That is very pleasant. I shall serve that.
Here's your tea.
Ta. Then you may have one cream cracker and a piece of cheese.
Ooh, it's tart.
Don't bite it, cut it. There's a cheese knife there. Honestly, Dad, hasn't it occurred to you that it might put people off being offered bits of cheese with teeth marks all over it? I mean, they don't know where your teeth have been, do they? Now, here you are. Get that down, you.
Don't blame me if my belly rumbles all night long.
No, where are the paper napkins?
Cor blimey, who's coming? Princess Margaret?
Look, Peter, it's not often I have people round for a social evening. Try and understand. Now take this box while I get the table ready.
Hey, what's this?
What's it look like? It's a green baize cloth.
Oh, I can see it's a green baize cloth. I'm not blind. What's it for?
I'm going to put it on the table.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to make yourself a dress.
Well, if you knew what it is, why do you waste your time asking stupid questions?
I want to know what you're putting it on the table for. What's wrong with the oil cloth?
Because it is not customary or advisable to play cards on an oil cloth. Otherwise, when one deals the cards, they go shooting off the table. And it tends to spoil the game to have to go scrabbling around the floor before every end. All right?
Cards? Playing cards?
Yes. That is the object of tonight's soiree. I'm having a card school.
Cards? In here? You're not playing cards in here. You know very well cards aren't allowed in this house. Your mother never allowed it, and no more will I. The spawn of the devil, that's what she used to call them.
Oh, God, here we go.
52 soldiers in Satan's army, that's what cards are. And we're not having them in here. You never see me play cards. Here. Hang on.
Oh, God.
You see these?
A pack of cards.
Yeah, a pack of cards, unopened. 30 years I've had these. I've resisted temptation all that time. The day your mother died, she made me swear on this unopened pack of cards that I'd never play again as long as I lived. Promise you'll never play cards again, I hope. And she said, Just because she's gone, I'm not going back at me word.
Don't you talk a lot of old cobblers at times?
It is not a lot of old cobblers to respect the wishes of a good woman. Happy families, lexicon. She didn't mind that. You can play them if you like.
That sounds ridiculous. I can't ask a bunch of fully grown men round for a game about me family.
Why not?
Because these blokes are card players, Dad. They don't mess about. They're coming round here to play poker.
Poker? Gambling?
Yes, gambling.
What? With money?
No, milk bottle talk. Well, of course, for money. What do you usually gamble with?
You're not gambling in this house. That's one thing I will not tolerate. I'm not having it. It's sinful. And the wages of sin is death.
Oh, God, get the tambourines out. Here we go again. Won't you come to the mission? Won't you come? You get a free cup of tea at the bar.
That's it. Go on.
How much?
Get on. Add to the list. Blasphemy. That's another one to be entered in the ledger. To be read out against you when you're outside the gates waiting to get in.
Lottie, Lottie.
They'll say, we're sorry, there's no room for the likes of you up here. Get down below in the fire and the brimstone with the worms that eat you up from the inside.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
And the serpents and the devils and demons that torment you for eternity unless you repent now!
Oh, yes! You ought to have been on that program with Malcolm Muggeridge, you didn't.
The question why? This week, Albert Steptoe, a raving lunatic, because he is.
You laugh on the other side of your face when you get down there amongst the furnaces and the molten lather and the screams of millions of tormented souls, and there in the middle of it all...
will be you! Checking your football pools and your Ernie bonds.
That's different.
How is it different?
Your mother never said anything about football pools and Ernie bonds.
Only because she died before they come in.
The only reason she was against cards is because you always lost. She never got her housekeeping after time. Still, I'm not one to approach you for the past. Let's forget it. Just don't try and run my life for me. If I want to play cards, I'm going to. You don't have to stay and watch. You can retire to your bedroom and pray for me.
Do you know who these people you're going to play with?
Yes, I do. George, he's a cousin of Percy Wilson.
He's been in prison.
Oh, what? He's been in prison, so what?
You're mad. Who are the others?
They're friends of mine.
Who?
You don't know them. I met them in the Hillview Cafe.
Yeah, right load of layabouts get in there. What do they do for a living?
Well, Rex was on the snow clearing.
Ah, that's a nice steady job.
And Miss Martin as well.
What's he do?
Oh, nothing.
Well, he must do something.
Martin is in receipt of supplementary benefits.
National assistance? Cold blimey, you want your brains tested.
Oh, look, I don't have to justify my friends to you. I mean, I'm not a child.
They must have thought it was their birthday meeting you.
Look, I know what I'm doing. I mean, I have played before, you know. You talk as if I'm going to lose every hand.
Well, if you win every hand, you're not going to take much off that lot, are you? A jailbird, a bloke on the dole, and a snow clearer.
All right. That's enough.
Have you played with them before?
Yeah, I played with them once.
How much did you win?
I won it. How did you know I won?
Yes, the oldest dodge in the world. Find a mug, let him win a few bob first time, give him the come on, and then next time, take him to the cleaners.
You said enough. Listen, I haven't got many mates, thanks to you. These lads is very good company. And what if they ain't got good jobs? They're very generous and very nice. And that's good enough for me. But when they come, you behave yourself. And don't you go muttering things and putting the muckers on it. If you can't keep a civil tongue in your head, go to bed.
I didn't like you so much.
Oh,
you're
very kind.
Come on, action close on it. I'm glad you could make it. I really...
Do let me introduce you. Now, this is my father.
Oh.
Dad, this is George.
How do you do?
Say something, Father.
Hello.
This is Martin.
Mr. Steptoe, this is a pleasure. I've been looking forward to meeting you. I've heard so much about you from your son.
Say something, Father.
How do you do?
And this is Rex.
Hello, Mr. Steptoe.
Hello.
Yes, well, I'll get you all a drink.
Oh, well, what a lovely idea.
You entertain my guests, will you, Father, while I'm away?
We were just remarking as we came across the yard what a nice place you have here.
Were you?
It's Georgian, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh, I should think so. It's either Georgian or Gothic, one of the two.
Is it?
Give it a rest, Martin. He's always talking about architecture, he is.
Probably Indigo Jones, yeah.
Is he?
Oh, you must forgive me, Mr. Steptoe. I'm very interested in buildings. I was going to take it up. My mother always intended I should have been an architect.
You should have been. You wouldn't be on the dole now, would you?
The cup that cheers.
Is
red wine all right?
Oh, very good.
Some volley music.
My favourite.
Oh, do sit down. Oh, don't let yourselves cup.
Wine, the juice of the grape. As the poet said, a day without wine is a day without sun.
True, very true.
That's very good, Mart. That is very good.
Excellent, Harold. Well, here's to you, Mr. Steptoe. Oh, dear. Your father doesn't appear to have a drink, Harold.
There aren't enough glasses.
Oh, well, take mine. We can't drink without the head of the house.
He don't drink.
Very wise. A sober man is a vigilant man, eh?
You said it, boy. You said it.
Well, Mark. Anyway, Harold, cheers. Here's to you, Harold. To a pleasant evening, and may the best man win. Shall we begin, if you'll excuse us, Mr. Steptoe?
Harold, that's him. He's the one to watch. Old Oily.
Be quiet.
Smoother than a horse's ear, old he is. Oh, I bet he's a good shuffler.
Are you ready, Harold? Come on, sit down.
Yes, right.
Well, Harold, are you going to give us a chance to get that £10 back you won off us last time?
Well, I'll do my best.
Oh, God.
What about raising the stakes from last time? Make it more interesting, eh?
Oh, no, I don't think we ought to do that, no. I think a penny minimum is quite enough.
Yes.
It's a friendly game.
Oh, yes.
Once you start doing that, it takes the fun out of it. You lose friends that way.
No, it won't hurt. Just raise it a bit.
Yeah, gives it a bit more excitement.
No, I'm against it. I really am.
Well, are you frightened of losing a bit of money?
No, it's not that, but we are guests in this house.
Harold doesn't mind, do you, Harold? You don't want to keep it at a penny minimum, do you?
Well, it's not much, is it?
It's up to you, Harold. You're the host. Do you want to raise the stakes?
Yeah, but why not?
Right, 30 pence minimum. Double every raise.
Double?
First Jack deals. My deal.
Naturally. It would be, wouldn't it?
Look, if you understand the army, just be quiet.
Five card draw, jacks to open, draw three. I'll open with 30 pence.
I'll see that.
All stuck.
And up 30.
Just the three of us. And up a pound.
Oh. With you.
And up £2.
So will I. Right. How many cards, Harold?
Two, please.
George?
Three for me.
How many cards are you taking yourself, Martin?
None. I'll play these.
Oh.
Don't take any notice of him. He's bluffing. He always does that.
Oh, Michael.
But up to you, Martin.
£4 to play.
I thought you said he was bluffing.
Dad, do you mind? You're four. And up four.
I've taken sweets off a kid.
Too much for me. Aim out.
Oh, methinks I smell a little full house, Harold. In which case, you're four. And up eight.
I thought you were on national assistance. Harold, if I were you, I'd sling you in your hand and the cheese around.
He can't chuck them in now. If he's got a good hand, it's money down the drain if he chucks in now. I reckon he's bluffing.
You got out quick enough, didn't you?
I didn't have anything.
How much have I got to put in to see you, Martin?
£8, exactly.
I'll see you.
I've got a flush.
I've got a full house?
A running flush.
A running flush?
On the trot. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. May I?
Yes, yes.
Pitiful to watch. So much for the 10 quid you won off them.
Beginner's luck, Mr. Steptoe. The night is young.
Oh, I can say
plenty of time for it to go the other way. You deal, Harold. Would you pass the cheese and biscuits? Five-card draw, Jack's to open.
Cheer up, Harold. This one's yours.
About time. And won one all night.
Yes, he has been unlucky, hasn't he? I haven't seen a bloke so unlucky. He's had such good hands, too.
Never mind. This time.
Jack, I've got Jack. I'll open. 30 pence.
Hello. Harold's got something. Huh?
Stack.
You've won. Well done. Well, pick it up, Harold.
Pick what up? I just put that in. I want my own money back. I've got four aces.
Dear, isn't he unlucky?
What a shame.
Four aces and nothing on the table. That really is unlucky.
That would have been worth a pony at least, normally.
Right, Rex. Yeah. Never mind, Harold. Your luck's changed. At least you've won a hand. That's the important thing.
You've broken
the spell. It can change just like that. My deal, same again. I've seen chaps losing at this time of night and finish up cleaning everybody out. What's the time? I must be going soon. Pick up your cards, Harold. Up to you, Harold.
Me? Oh, yes. Well, I might as well open 30 pence, lads.
I've got nothing here, even if I draw 5 cards.
No. Hey, Mel.
I'll keep you company, Harold. How many cards, Harold?
I'll play these.
Oh, that sounds ominous. Dealer takes one. Up to you, Harold.
33.5 pence.
Oh, dear. Is that all you've got, Harold?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Oh, dear. That is distressing. Coming round here, accepting your hospitality, then taking all your money.
Makes me feel
terrible. Well, yeah. Under the circumstances, I shall have to see you. Yes. 33.5 pence. What have you got, Harold?
4 sevens, that's all.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear what?
I'm terribly sorry. 4 eights. 9, I believe.
Oh, well, that's me scrubbed out.
What a surprise.
Oh, dear, and so early, too. Oh, well, lads, early to bed, early to rise and all that. I think we'd better be going.
Don't go. Stay and have a drink.
Oh, well, perhaps we can stay a little longer, eh, lads?
Don't mind.
Let's start. Go on, Harold. Go down to the pub and get some beer.
Lovely.
I ain't got any money. Well, here you are. Here's a quid. Take the jug and get some bitter.
Very pleasant, all that. Very pleasant. Yeah.
Well, now, what about a little game? Just to pass the time.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, go on. He won't let me play cards. He doesn't approve.
Well, if Harold doesn't like you to play, I don't think we should.
He won't know. We can have a quick few hands before he gets back.
I don't think so, Mr. Steptoe. We play for rather high stakes.
Is 70 knicker high enough?
70 knicker?
70 knicker.
Well, I don't suppose it'll do any harm to have a few quick hands.
No.
Good. You won't mind playing off a new pack of cards, will you?
Sentimental reasons, you know. Does she want a new deck of cards?
This pack was bought for me by my wife just before she died 30 years ago, and it's still unopened. And I'd like to think the first game I've played since she passed on will be with her cards.
You haven't played cards for 30 years?
No. Harold won't let me.
Oh, well, in that case, I don't think we'd have any objections, would we?
Not at all. No.
Hang on. I'll get me specs. I don't see very well without me specs. I might make mistakes. You'll have to be patient with an old man.
Oh, yes.
There. That's better. Now, how do you play this game?
Oh.
I'm sorry I've been so long. The bottom jug was crowded. Now, but it's serving, of course.
Good night, Harold.
Hey, well, where are you going? I've got the booze.
I don't think there's any point in our stopping any longer. No. Especially as now we'll have to walk home. Good night.
Just a minute. Now, Martin, relax.
Hello, son.
Where did you get all that money from?
20, 25, 30 niggers. Here you are. Put that in your pocket and don't play cards again.
You've been playing cards after all you said to me.
I wasn't going to let them walk out with 30 nickel of your money, was I? 68 quid, that one. I bet they don't come back here in a hurry.
How did you win that off of them?
They're very good players.
They're good players. They was cheating. They were tucking you up.
They were.
They were. Old Oily was dealing off the bottom. I was watching him. He was using the three-finger drag as his thumb on the top. Oldest trick in the business.
If you knew he was cheating, why didn't you say something?
There's no point. All we would have got was our money back. This way we've got theirs as well.
Cheating! Let's smash the wrong legs.
Forget it. You can't prove nothing.
Well, how did you win if they were cheating?
I always thought you was not good at cards.
I'm not. I just use my own pack.
Well, what's so special about these?
Oh, well, you have to wear the glasses. Here you are. Put them on. Now, what have I got in my hand?
I don't know. You've got the backs to me, haven't you? Wait a minute.
Is it six of diamonds? A club. That was the ace. King of spades. The king of diamonds. You twisted old devil. Fancy doing a thing like that.
Those who live by the sword
shall perish by the sword.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. Never play cards with people you don't know. Fancy a game?
Oh, then come on, I'll give you a quick game, a sixpenny brag.
Take off those glasses, then.
All right, we'll make it an eightpenny brag, then.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Martin Friend, Douglas Blackwell, and Michael Kilgareth. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby Jay.